Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really going to try and simplify the world of creating artificial intelligence software, make it a bit more practical for you. And the timing couldn't be better, really. We're seeing AI pop up everywhere. Sources show, what, over a third of CMOs, nearly a quarter of CEOs already using it back in 2023. So yeah, this isn't some far-off future thing. The market is, well, predicted to hit over $1.8 trillion by 2030. It's huge.
It really is. It's growing incredibly fast, fueled by, you know, cloud tech, big data, all that. But it's still a young field. And honestly, the biggest challenge we see is clients knowing where to even begin. They say, we need AI. But moving from that to a clear goal, that's the tricky part. It needs structure.
Okay, yeah, let's unpack that. Before we get into building it, what is AI actually mimicking? I mean, what cognitive functions are we replicating here?
What we generally focus on five key areas. First is learning, essentially, spotting patterns in huge amounts of data.
Okay.
Then there's reasoning, which is using logic on those patterns to, you know, draw conclusions.
Yeah.
Also, problem solving, breaking down complex issues. And perception, like interpreting the world through sensors. Think computer vision.
Ah, okay.
And the fifth one is linguistic data processing. So handling human language.
Got it. And those functions, they kind of cover all the buzzwords flying around, right? Like machine learning, deep learning, NLP.
Exactly.
So natural language processing, that's your linguistic part. And computer vision is the perception piece you mentioned.
Precisely. And the way AI development actually works is it's like a continuous loop. Data comes in, then it gets processed. That's the cleaning, organizing part, super important. That leads to outcomes, like predictions or maybe recommendations. But then those outcomes feed right back into adjustments, and the whole thing is constantly assessed. It's iterative.
That feedback loop sounds key, but help me distinguish this clearly. How is that different from just, you know, standard programming?
That's a fundamental difference. Traditional software runs on rules someone explicitly wrote down, fixed rules. If you need a change, a developer has to go in and manually update the code.
Right.
AI, especially machine learning, is different. It learns from the data, it sees patterns, and adjusts its own behavior over time.
Yeah.
So it can handle unexpected stuff without someone needing to rewrite every rule.
Yeah.
It adapts.
Right. It adapts gradually. That makes a lot of sense. So if a team wants to build an AI system using that adaptability, what are the like essential practical steps? The sources always start with defining the problem, right?
Absolutely. That's step one. Problem identification and goal setting. You have to be specific and measurable. Can't just say, let's use AI.
Right.
It needs to be, say, we need a retail prediction model to cut inventory waste by 15%. Something concrete.
Okay, concrete goals. And once you have that, the next big one seems to be data gathering and preparation.
Yeah.
Everyone emphasizes this.
Oh, it's the backbone, truly. The quality of your data absolutely determines the quality of your AI. Raw data needs so much work, cleaning, transforming, structuring, before a model can even look at it.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's often where most of the effort goes in a project.
I believe it. Which then brings us to step three, deployment and monitoring. You get the model working, maybe integrated via APIs, but you're not done.
Not at all. Deployment is just the start of its real life. You have to constantly monitor its performance. Is it still accurate? Is it drifting? And this is important. Even though AI learns, you still often need to manually retrain the model periodically.
Oh, okay.
Maybe quarterly, for example, to account for things like seasonality or big market shifts.
Okay, that raises a point. If you're manually retraining it quarterly, isn't that still kind of like manual coding or intervention?
It's manual maintenance, yeah. And that oversight is crucial. It's not rewriting rules from scratch, but it's ensuring the model stays relevant and critically fair.
Fair. How so?
Well, this is where ethical AI practices and transparency become vital. Think about a bank's AI for credit scoring.
Okay.
You need ongoing checks to make sure that model isn't learning and amplifying biases from the historical data. You know, discriminating based on race or gender or other protected factors, that monitoring has to catch that.
Right, preventing bias creep. And speaking of data issues, another huge challenge mentioned everywhere is just data quality and quantity.
Definitely. If your data set is too small or it's unbalanced, like way more examples of one group than another, or just plain noisy with errors,
yeah,
your model can fail badly in the real world. It might become too focused on the training specifics or just learn the biases of the majority group.
So it underperforms or becomes unfair.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So building good AI really comes down to understanding those core principles, having a structured process, and really prioritizing things like ethical testing and continuous monitoring to handle those data and bias challenges.
So putting this all together, what does this really mean for you, the listener? Well, Considering all this complexity, the intense data work, the ethical oversight needed, the ongoing retraining, developing AI software is clearly a significant commitment. We're talking timelines from maybe several months for a simpler chatbot, up to potentially over a year for really complex deep learning systems. So the final thought is, how ready is your organization really to commit the kind of time, people, and budget needed for that scale?